This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. This morning, the SGX Nifty is mildly higher, a gain of 20-25 points. It's a gain, so it will be in the green, but it could be a session of consolidation. The markets have had a heady run. Yesterday, we closed with gains of more than 100 points. The Sensex was up 400 points, four-month highs, and we built on the gap up opening to virtually close to the high point of the day. So the impulse on the markets has been to buy. The dips have been fairly shallow over the last 2 months, and those dips have been brought into. This morning, talking about the queues, well, they all stack up in terms of positivity. U.S. markets continued with their upward march. The Dow was up 0.7%, gaining for the fifth day in a row. Oil prices further retreat down to levels of $92.5 per barrel versus $94 yesterday and versus $100 per barrel last week. The FI inflows continue. They bought 1,376 crore in the cash market. The DII sold 136 crore in the cash market. But yesterday, remember, there were a lot of large block deals which took place in the markets in the form of Max Health, etc. But, net-net, give and take all that, the net institutional inflows were a positive. And that's what the street is going to be taking with both hands. In terms of queues, not much stacked up. The earnings season is, behind us. What we will track will be the FOMC minutes, which will be out for the prior month. So the street will watch very closely for the language, the nuances, the hawkishness, that they can find. In terms of individual stocks, crude sensitives like paint could, maybe see a sentiment gain, while ONGC on Oil India could be under pressure because of the decline in crude prices. Techno Electric, a 1,455 crore order. Bajaj Hindustan, SBI has initiated insolvency proceedings under NCLT. Jindal Poly is looking into getting into real estate. They've incorporated a wholly owned subsidiary with a small investment. So Jindal Poly should also be on your radar. Have a good trading day. This broadcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.